WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Normally, I tell you to roll the windows down and crank it up, but judging from the storms I just witnessed outside, go ahead, keep the windows up and, play us at a normal audible level and get ready for everything you need to know in and around the garage area, which quite frankly isn't a ton of current news because there was no race. We're in the middle of the two-week break for the Olympics, so initially Sean and I was going to turn this into Olympic Talk Radio, but we decided A, that doesn't sound very exciting, and B, we don't know anything about the Olympics, so we're going to spare you that and just get you caught up on all the mid-season stuff you need to know. And it's not even mid-season. We've got three races, I believe, maybe four races before the playoffs. And things heat up as we get in to the fall season here in NASCAR. So you know what? Plenty to come. Plenty to talk about. Sit back, relax. It's going to be another good one. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. I'm Casey Orr, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, he gets our gold medal each and every week. It's Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here.
How do?
This is going to be a great show. I know you're feeling a little paranoid, thinking, what all are we going to talk about? And I said, man, we got enough to talk about for hours.
I am never worried that you and I won't have anything to talk about. The key word there is interesting.
We
got to find something interesting to talk about. Because, hey, you and I, we can go on about Monster Energy for an hour. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of our loyal listeners are going to be into that.
Hey, everybody that's a regular listener of Racing Talk Radio, man, they know we're going to come out with some stellar NASCAR talk as well as, some good entertainment and whatever else we can think of. But matter of fact, I'm concerned that we don't have enough time in this hour to get it all in.
May just need to drop NASCAR altogether just for the rest of the year, you and I's thoughts on stuff.
We may have to tell producer Chuck back at the Rock Studio to take out music till 7:30 because we got a lot to talk about.
Right, Chuck, just dump commercials. We're going one continuous hour of talk. We've got a lot to get to.
No, I'm saying an hour and a half.
Oh, okay, hour and a half. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dump radio song or songs on the radio. Who, from 7
who does?
To 7:30.
You know what, Mr. Programmer? Who does 7 to midnight on Rock 105 now?
I don't think anybody does.
It's not the Nikki Six at six anymore?
No,
that's been done?
Man, that's been gone a long time. That's been gone.
You can tell I pay attention radio.
That's been gone for 4 or 5 years.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. So,
yeah. Man, you've been missing out.
So listen, why didn't Super Producer Chuck just throw some voice tracks in there and make it the Chuck Show?
Well, Chuck is a very busy man.
Listen.
He is in high demand.
He is very busy, and he's very valuable. Well, okay. I reverse that. He's very valuable. I don't know how busy Chuck is.
Oh, Chuck's
and
very
busy. And I think he could voice track and just totally, don't tell anyone, just start voice tracking and just take over the nighttime shift. It'll be like rogue radio. It's like, who's this guy? What are we paying him? We're not.
Well, the only thing about that is typically Chuck likes to be compensated. So I think he has better things to do.
Well, when I was told, if you get into radio for the money, then just stop. And it's probably that way more so now than ever. You just get into it for the free t-shirts and all the fun parties, but I don't even know if they do that anymore.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They just don't do as much.
I was having a big time talking about the old radio days with somebody. It's going to come to me in a little bit, but it's kind of one of those people that you know, our walks of life met up back in my early radio days. And, oh, we're talking about the Govs and some of those crazy parties, going to the Midnight Bikini Contest. There was the, what is Fuji now, used to be a bar, and we did that whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, what was the name of that place?
Was it Christopher's, where Bud's is now? It used to be Christopher's?
Yes, it did.
So went there one night, and it was the police broke in because the guy dancers were topless, and you couldn't do it. It's crazy stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
You remember we did a Daytona 500 broadcast from Bud's.
From Bud's, yeah. In the,
yeah,
the non-smoking section.
Yeah.
Back when that was a thing.
Man, we could do a whole show on just the past of radio.
Yeah. That would be good. But anyway, so that was, I had to use some brain cells I hadn't used in a while, and there were not many of those
you
from
got,
that time
I was
left.
Say, you got a few left?
Not from those days. There's a pretty good, you know, but when I first moved to Chattanooga, there's a pretty good year and a half where I know I had fun, but it kind of comes in bits and pieces.
Yeah, that's because you don't remember.
It was a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good time.
That was back when you were single, dude.
Yeah, yeah, that's
that was before you had to had to account to someone.
So here's the thing, you know, thinking about being single is kind of like taking a long vacation. You don't need to do it because it just makes coming back to work all that much harder. It's kind of like if I start really thinking about all those, I just get a little too happy and I got to shut it down. Like you're married. You're here. You're in.
Well, see, it kind of affects me the other way. When I go, you know, we go to Mexico a few times a year on vacation, and usually by about the third, going on the fourth day, I'm ready to get back to normal. Yeah, I'm ready to get back home. Back.
This is
And so that's kind of the way. If I was single for 3 or 4 days, I'd be ready to get back to normalcy and married life. But how our lives have changed.
Yeah, I mean, to make my own decisions and not have anyone tell me why I was wrong, it'd be a weird existence for a while.
23 or 4 years now we've been doing Race and Talk Radio. You and I have been together 19. A lot of years of having a good time and talking NASCAR and doing all that other fun stuff. So how was the weekend?
It was good, man. How about yours?
Yeah, it was good. My wife was in Florida till Saturday evening, so...
Yeah, there you were. You were single for a few days.
Yeah, I was. I got some work in over the weekend. Yesterday we went to the gym and did a little shopping, grocery store, that kind of stuff. So yeah, I got a lot accomplished this past weekend.
Well, my little one had a sleepover, and
was her presents
on Friday
involved?
Night, so
wasn't no birthday presents.
No, wasn't any birthday. Just had a sleepover with her buddy. So my wife and I were excited because we got to watch this TV show we like to watch, and then we were in bed by 10. So that's how exciting. It is around my house.
It wasn't a going out to dinner Saturday.
No, actually, no, we did go to. Where did we go? We went to that Giardina's place. It was good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very good.
Huh. Did you have reservations?
Yeah, we called and got them.
Did they take you on time?
Mm-hmm. Have you eaten there? Because
we have.
You hit the same three restaurants over and over. So I didn't know if you ever veered.
We have eaten there. We ate there on a Saturday night about a year ago. We had reservations for 8:00. And they didn't get us seated till 8:45.
And so you were done with them.
And, well, I wasn't too done with them. I thought,
when people
know,
don't do things the way Sean Whitfield thinks they should, you're done.
Typically, you know, I can understand 10, 15 minutes over. But when you got reservations, it'd be 45 minutes over. So anyway, the manager came and he was very apologetic. So we got at the table. And he said, I want to take care of y'all with a appetizer. I said, well, great. I saw calamari was on the menu. I thought, oh, that'd be nice. So we ordered some calamari and never got it. And so the server came out to take our order. I said, by the way, we still haven't gotten our calamari. She says, oh, I'll check on that. So she took our order. Another 10 minutes go by and our salads are delivered. I said, by the way, we still hadn't gotten that calamari. She says, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Then about another 10 minutes go by, 15 minutes to go by, we get our entrees. Still no calamari.
Man, I know you. You're just steaming because they haven't done what they said.
Yeah, and so anyway, she brings the calamari out after we had our entrees, and she says, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to charge you for this appetizer. And I said, well, bring you back in the loop. The manager had already offered this to us for us being seated 45 minutes late. Of course, it did take a while to get our food, so it was longer than 10 minutes each time. But after that night, and then it was really loud in there. I mean, it was real loud to the point that Kim and I was having to shout to each other across the table. And oftentimes we'd have to ask again what the other one said. And so after that night, we hadn't been back.
You just, it's just longer time to drink more wine. That's all it is.
Yeah, but when you can't communicate, of course, you might enjoy going to dinner and it being so loud.
Exactly. You just,
you don't have to communicate.
You just smile and shake your head and go, Oh, yeah. You look real pretty.
But since Mrs. Whitfield and I don't only get to see each other on the weekends, we typically like to have a conversation during dinner.
So, well, that's good. You should give it another try because the food was really, really good.
Yeah, did you get good service?
Yeah, great service. Everything was wonderful.
No golf this weekend?
No golf this weekend. Had a bunch of stuff I had to catch up with. You've been happy. I did some things around the house. It's just a whole new world today or this weekend. But
have you been watching any of the Olympics?
Well, I was going to give you an update, Sean. I've only gotten to see bits and pieces here and there, but the Olympic, that's why there wasn't a race, right? We're on a two-week Olympic break. Who do you think has the most medals overall right now as it stands, which we're still pretty early on in the Olympics, but what nation has the most medals overall?
China?
That would be incorrect. United States, 20 medals overall.
Well, as of this morning, USA was like second in medal count.
Well,
so you must have gotten some medals added.
This is updated. They are 20th. They have 20 medals overall. But here's the thing: who has the most gold medals? And I'm going to tell you, this is pretty surprising based on, I would say, size of country versus number of gold medals.
India.
That would be Japan.
Japan,
6 gold medals.
Because I've seen Japan.
They are not settling for second
place. I was watching some Japan playing basketball against the ladies in USA, and they weren't good at all.
Well, listen, the USA ladies are, that's kind of like old school dream team. They're going to kill it. The guys' basketball, we're not.
Man, they played Syria yesterday.
Yeah, Serbia.
Or Serbia. Yeah, and man, that was a fun game to watch.
Kevin Durant couldn't miss. That was kind of cool.
Man, did you see it?
Yeah, well, I watched the highlights.
Yeah, every single shot he made was just like flawless.
Oh, yeah, well, he's ridiculous. You can't be that tall and be that graceful. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, to see him and Scottie Pippen, and then who's the other? LeBron James.
Scottie Pippen?
Not Scottie Pippen. Who am I trying to?
You're kind of perpetually locked.
Hey,
in the 90s.
I don't watch NBA that much. Who's the guy that? He's a black guy, but he's fair skinned. What's his name? Help me out.
I'm so
one of the NBA guys.
So you've got.
Matter of fact, he's Kim's, one of Kim's favorites.
LeBron James. You've got Anthony Edwards. You've got, oh gosh, the guy in the middle that played at Kentucky, gone blank. But he's probably who you're talking about. Kevin Durant. There's a bunch of them. They're all good. Jason Tatum didn't play.
There's like really three good. That really are big names.
Well, you know, we'll have to pull up the roster. How about that? we'll get to the bottom of this.
I think they play again this Wednesday.
Soccer team is, I think, 1-1, lost one, maybe? I don't know. I don't keep up with them. But we don't have a good chance at that. Got to actually at lunch today. I was watching some of the dudes do the rings. You know, where you like hold yourself up. I don't know. Some dude did really good. I have no idea what was going on, but I just think those guys. Have you ever had to do that? I know you work out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
How many times do you hop on the rings and get a good little spin?
All the time.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm the ring man. Hey, I want to share with you some Olympic facts.
You're the onion ring man.
I want to share with you some Olympic facts. There is worldwide, there is billions of people going to be watching the Olympics. Over 350,000 hours of TV broadcast, millions of spectators in attendance, 35 venues, over 10,500 athletes, over 20,000 accredited journalists, over 45,000 volunteers, and 600,000 plus meals served per day at the Athletes' Village. We got some new sports this year. We've got climbing, sports climbing, skateboarding, surfing, and this one is really going to
be
good.
I know where you're going, yep.
Breakdancing.
Breakdancing, yep. I think that's, you know what, you think America's favored? Didn't we kind of invent that back in the 80s, back when you had parachute pants?
You know, I can't recall.
Or, you know, like I don't keep up with the breakdancing community very much, but interesting.
Our super producer Chuck just helped me out. Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, yes. Yeah. The dude that bombs all the threes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come you didn't know his name? Well, he's a sports guy.
I can't remember. I don't watch. Well, I know who Steph Curry is, but I haven't paid attention to who was on Team USA.
Yeah.
This month. I just know Kevin Durant came in because he's been hurt and just lit it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of his name, but I've really never watched him much.
However, Sean, did you know the greatest player in the NBA was on the court when we played when we played Serbia?
Who was that?
And he's not American.
Who?
Nikola Jokic. The Joker is on Team Serbia, and he is the, I think he's won the last two out of three MVPs and is considered the best player in the NBA.
Yeah, I heard them talking.
The big tall guy.
Yeah, I heard them talking about him yesterday.
In fact, like out of the top five players in the world right now, there might be one American. Everybody else are from different countries because the international game has grown so much.
Huh.
Now they all play in the NBA because that's where the cash is.
I knew that you were bound to be able to teach me something about the NBA.
Yep.
I just don't watch much basketball. So
I don't either. I just listen to a lot of people talk about basketball, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday, 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105. And, of course, we are presented to you by Optimize You. We encourage you to check out their website, OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. That's OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. Also, you can find them on all the favorite podcasts platforms with their Optimize Health podcast and all of the social medias out there. They release reels and videos every day on Facebook and Instagram. So go to your social media, find Optimize You Chattanooga, like them, follow them, and you will be educated. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk some NASCAR. Despite what Casey thinks, there is a lot of NASCAR to talk about. And we're going to break it all down after the break. We got a lot more to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75. love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Friday. I almost said Friday. Each and every Monday. How about that? Recapping the weekend's action, getting you up to speed on everything you need to know. And right now, there hasn't been a lot of weekend action unless you're in Paris watching the Olympics. In fact, NASCAR doesn't return to the track until the Cookout 400 coming up Sunday, August 11th, 6 p.m., I believe, that's Sunday evening. Sunday under the lights. Richmond Raceway, the Cookout. You can catch the race on USA.
I want to talk for just a moment about Jimmie Johnson. But first, I want to just share some highlights of how Legacy Motor Club has been doing lately. John Hunter Nemechek led 16 laps last weekend at Indy before he was eliminated in an accident and finished 29th. Nemechek qualified 10th. Tying his season's best starting spot. He started 10th at the Daytona 500. Nemechek also scored stage points in Indy, which hasn't happened much at all. Actually, it was the first time he had scored points in the last 16 races. That's some good news. However, some bad news. Erik Jones, his teammate, was 28th in Indy. He placed 28th or worse in the last four of this last six races. So Legacy Motor Club is having a struggle. I came across an article, Casey, in the Indianapolis Star that was with Jimmie Johnson when he was in Indy for the Brickyard 400. And I'm pulling out some different parts of the story that I'd like to share.
Real quick, this isn't where you go on and tell one of the greatest drivers in the history of the sport that he needs to stop tarnishing his legacy by running a part-time schedule.
No, because you already know that. We've already talked about that. That's a given.
Yes, we slightly disagree, but continue.
That's a given. It's not 2 years yet that Jimmie Johnson has been out of full-time racing in IndyCar and being back fully into NASCAR. In his interview with the Indianapolis Star, he tells the Indy Star that he didn't think it would be that tough to be a team owner in NASCAR, but he has realized it was a lot more difficult than he expected. He says it's a tough sport, and we have great vision and have made massive commitment to the long-term vision, so we're on a journey. But he said last year, they hit kind of a button and then went down a little lower, or hit the bottom, and then they went down a little lower and found themselves even lower at the bottom than he ever expected. He says he thinks they're climbing out of it now, and he goes on to say that the team is in a much better place. He goes on in the conversation to say, I want to race, but I don't want the third car to be a detriment to the other two. So the question was asked what he thought about Legacy Motorsport eventually getting a third car.
Yeah.
The revenue we can generate can help us use a third car to develop new talent and can help us to develop new setup ideas. But when you run nine races, you need a pretty robust crew to run that car, and that's inefficient for only nine races. So apparently they have considered the third car, but only had enough funding to run 9 races. If you take it down to 3 to 5 races, you don't need that crew, but then you're pulling against the number 42 and 43 cars, so you're trying to find that balance. Here's one of the things that really caught my attention. Johnson says now he wished he'd have made the leap earlier and left full-time NASCAR competition before 2020, a full-time career that ended with 3 straight winless seasons. I really do miss the IndyCar days. I feel like I should have made the switch a few years earlier. I always have believed that you need 5 years. 5 years is a sweet spot before you really understand a given vehicle. When asked whether he'd consider an Indy 500 return, Johnson said he turns 49 in September and he's had some options presented in front of him since the last time he ran was in 2022 for Chip Ganassi Racing. But he didn't completely turn down the notion that he may run in the Indy 500 in 2025. But I just thought that was a fascinating conversation that he said that he regrets that he didn't leave NASCAR a few years before he did.
Well, I think he said that because 3 winless seasons. I mean, let's not – Jimmy Johnson, and, you know, as time goes by, you kind of forget, but was literally like kind of as close as we can get to dominant, okay? Yeah, not every performance was dominant. No matter what, he finished in the top 10. He ran away with he won championships in the old point system. He won championships in the new playoffs. He won championships when we went to this elimination stuff a couple, 10 years ago. I think we're celebrating 10 years of this, round of 4 format that NASCAR came up with. The guy is one of, first ballot Hall of Famer when he finally walks away. He is easily the top guy in his era, okay? Like maybe the era right after Jeff Gordon. But for him to be as dominant as he was and then all of a sudden steal the 48, steal Rick Hendrick, and go winless for 3 seasons, that was a drop-off nobody saw. And that led to kind of an unceremonious, I guess, retirement. Didn't even get to go out. Harvick got to win a race, or at least challenged to win more races than he did on his way out. I think that's why he's saying he should have left earlier. If he would have won 2 out of the last 3 championships, he'd be like, I walked away at the right time.
I don't know that Jimmy Johnson ever had the opportunity to be a part of Hendrick Motorsports, but I would tend to think he was given that opportunity.
Just to own a car, kind of like Gordon
did?
Well,
I don't know necessarily to own a car, but to be possibly somewhere in the ownership structure of Hendrick Motorsports, kind of like what Jeff Gordon maybe is today. But I think if I was a driver that had the legacy of Jimmy Johnson, and I know how tough this sport is, and I know how much money it takes, and I know the deep pockets you've got to have as a team, I think I would have found somebody besides my partners at Legacy Motorsports. The guys have got money, but compared to NASCAR money, I don't know that team is that financially secure. I think the driver that left the sport and did it the best was Tony Stewart. When he found Gene Haas, he went to somebody that was already in the sport that had very deep pockets, because I've heard Kevin Harvick say that in the 10 years he was there, especially in the first half of his career there, that money was no object, that they were always able to do anything and everything that they needed to do. And I have sort of the perception that Legacy Motorsports is still one of those teams that could use more funding, has struggled because they don't have some of the funding that some of the big teams have.
Yeah, but Tony kind of walked into a team that was already, kind of had the structure in place and was able to up it and bring it to where it was.
Yeah, but he walked into a team that had money. Gene Haas. Yes. Gene Haas has got deep pockets.
Got very deep pockets. Completely different circumstances. But, yeah, I get, like, if money always helps things along, at the same time they were an established team. If Jeff Bezos showed up right now and said, Sean and Casey, here's unlimited funds. Go start me a competitive NASCAR team. We still probably wouldn't be competitive for a couple years. Like, it is so hard, no matter how much money you have, to put the organization in place.
Yeah, but
and it even shocking to Jimmy Johnson, who had so much success on track, is realizing just how much went into that.
Yeah, but Legacy Motorsports was a spinoff of the former Petty
which
organization.
Has had how much success? I mean,
well, it hadn't had a lot.
Very little.
Hasn't had a lot of success, but been in the sport for decades. I just look at it in a situation where when you look at drivers that have left the sport and then you've looked at where they've gone with their career or where their future, where their investment, I think Tony Stewart's done it the best. You take Brad Keselowski going to Roush.
I compare what Jimmy did more to Brad. Brad went to a team that, yeah, in the past has been good. And listen, they're in a better position than Legacy, but in the past has been really good, but haven't really competed for championships. Jimmy went to a team that, I mean, they haven't really even competed for wins. And I guess he just realizing that it's just a lot harder than you thought. It's one thing to run a team, and it's another thing to throw on the old fire suit, show up, put on the sunglasses, and go win a race. And yeah, it's pretty easy, and he wasn't as good at that anymore. So it's, I think, like he said, he's just learning that there's a lot more that went into it than he thought.
Either I've been asleep about it or something. I had no idea that Jimmy Johnson had that kind of passion in IndyCar.
For Indy, yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea of that.
Yeah, wants to get back in it. I don't know. Jimmy just seems like one of those guys that's always going to have a passion for something. When you've been so successful and built a career and, you know, and got the what would you call it? The wealth to go do some things that he wants to do. He can. So good for him.
If you get a chance.
And I don't think he's ruining his legacy, by the way.
You don't think he's ruining his legacy?
No, absolutely not.
Especially when the team's called Legacy Motorsports?
No, he may be ruining Legacy Motorsports, but he's not ruining his legacy.
I didn't ever say he was ruining his legacy. I said that he is damaging his legacy. He is not leaving the legacy behind that, when I think of Jimmy Johnson now and in the future, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
When we see Richard Petty come on TV, we go, the king. We don't go, the king who was really not very good the last few years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Richard hadn't been in
same
a race
car.
Same
thing with DW. It's boogity, boogity, boogie. Oh, dude, you're the best. That's awesome. I love listening to you. You weren't very good your last few years.
Rusty Wallace did it the best, though.
Well, yeah, like Miller Lite.
Rusty went out at the top of his game.
Miller Lite had the old Rusty's last call. That was back when I was in radio, speaking of that.
Yeah. So I think some do it better than others, but you're never going to let me live that down about Jimmy Johnson, and I still stick to that.
I just don't understand.
Philosophy.
It is not ruining his legacy.
All right, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about some other top stories that have happened so far in 2024, and then we're going to talk about some other news in the world of NASCAR. We got a lot to cover in a short period of time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are presented to you by OptimizeU. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. That's OptimizeUChattanooga.com. More NASCAR to come after this brief message. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, here on Rock 105, Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, bringing you all the NASCAR news and information you need to know, even if there is no NASCAR news and info of the racing variety. We're on a two-week break with the Olympics. We don't come back till August 11th, and then four more races until the playoffs start. But that does not deter Sean Whitfield and I. No, we are your gold medal team. We show up, rain or shine, NASCAR or no, Olympics or no, and give you all the info you need to know. We've just been going over some of the things that's happened this year, some of the teams that are still out there fighting and getting ready. And Sean, four more weeks. That basically gives four more races. And you know, we go to Darlington. We're going to go to Daytona. It seems like there's a race of every kind for those drivers out there looking to get their final win or cement their spot in the playoffs. We're going to come back to a really good 4 weeks of racing, and it's a truly make it or break it time. This 2 weeks off, you know, while everyone's in Paris, you know, winning medals, a lot of these drivers are sitting around tinkering, trying to figure out how to get that extra edge, or I guess really probably your engineers and your crew chief. And drivers are maybe like Kyle Busch, taking a vacation and having a margarita going, what have I got myself into?
I think Kyle Busch is in Italy right now, so I don't know how much margaritas are happening over there. There's probably some of that Italian wine they're enjoying.
Now's probably the time. I bet, you know, there's probably a lot of Europeans that went to Paris for the Olympics.
Yeah,
I'd now, say so. Now's probably not as crowded other place.
Of course, as you said, August 11th, we start back. We'll be at Richmond Raceway. That's going to be a night race. Chris Buescher was the winner last year. Denny Hamlin won the spring race in overtime. Michigan International Raceway comes up August the 18th. Chris Buescher also won that race last year. And Ford has won the last nine cup races at Michigan. And, you know, we've talked many times through the years how important that track is to the manufacturers. Then coming up August 24th, we'll be at Daytona, and that's going to be a night race. And again, Chris Buescher won in 2023. William Byron won the Daytona 500, finishing ahead of Hendrick Motorsports teammate Alex Bowman. Then we get to September 1st to Darlington. That's going to be another night race. Kyle Larson won last year. Also, Brad Keselowski scored the first victory for RFK Racing at the track's May race. And then we get into the first round of the NASCAR playoffs. And guess where that is?
The first round.
The first round, September 8th, will be at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Do you like that? Do you like having them back in Atlanta?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, obviously in Atlanta, but for the first race of the playoffs?
Absolutely.
You know, I think that's probably a, you know, kind of your standard mile and a half. Had awesome racing when we were there earlier this year. That's probably a really good first race for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Some of the best racing that we've seen this year. Still, in my opinion, Atlanta Motor Speedway still carries that title. And so we'll be there for the first round at Atlanta. Then we go on to Watkins Glen, Bristol Motor Speedway after that. And then we get into the second round. We end up at Kansas. Then we move on to Talladega. We'll be there on August 6th. And then at the end of the second round, we'll be on the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway October 13th. And then the third round starts at Vegas October 20th. And then we go on to Homestead, Miami, then Martinsville Speedway. And then we end the third round, and then we have the championship round November the 10th at Phoenix Raceway. And the 2023 winner was Ross Chastain, but Ryan Blaney walked away with the Cup title.
The least remembered race winner of the season, whoever wins the final race of the year, even if it is the champion, because that's everybody what they're talking about. And like you said, Sean, four races to go before the playoffs. Richmond coming up. We'll be back there August 11th. Smaller track, Michigan International Speedway, a super speedway, a real big track, but not one that used restrictor plates. That'll be the next week, the Coke Zero Sugar 400 from Daytona. Really looking forward to that. Two races before the playoffs, and that's really going to be the last chance a lot of these teams have to get a surprise win and kind of upset the apple cart, so to speak, to get into the final 16. And then it's going to end with the Southern 500. So the last race in order to make it into the playoffs before the playoffs kick off will be the Southern 500, which ought to be a blast at Darlington. Plus, you know, and I don't want to get too excited about this, but plus it means fall's right around the corner. We're talking about September and NASCAR playoffs and all that. It means we're starting the beginning of college football, maybe the ending of these 100-degree weather days. And I know I'm getting ahead of myself. We're still in for some of those. But, boy, you kind of start to feel back to school's about to happen.
Hey,
starting to feel the calendar.
We are days away from everything you just described. I mean, we've got 14 races left in the NASCAR Cup season. Only 14.
Only 14.
I mean,
some days it feels like only 14.
Yeah, but 14 seems like the season is nearly gone. But yeah, college football will be here before you know it. I want to talk about some news in the world of NASCAR. It was announced last week that Corey LaJoie would not return to the number 7 Spires Motorsports. And this was a little bit of a surprise to me because it was just announced a couple of weeks ago that Rodney Childers, crew chief over at Stewart Haas Racing, used to be the crew chief for Kevin Harvick, was going to be going over to Spires, which was a surprise to many around the garage area. And all indications was he was going to be the crew chief for Corey LaJoie. And then this happened last week that Corey LaJoie will not be back with Spires in 2025. Where he's going, I do not know. To my knowledge, he possibly or does not know where
perhaps
he is
no
going.
One knows.
And Corey LaJoie, when I look back at his career, good guy, great attitude. I like him a lot as a NASCAR driver, but he just seems to have struggled most of his career. He's never just shown that he's got the talent to get the job done. Some of it could be for the fact that he hadn't been in the right equipment. He had that opportunity one time to drive for Hendrick Motorsports. I think he drove a race filling in for Kyle Larson, I believe it was. You remember that a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
And that didn't turn out too well. But anyway, we'll have to wait and see what the future holds there. Of course, we already know Stuart Haas Racing will not be back in 2025. They're ceasing their operations. And then Front Row Motorsports had announced earlier this year that they were going to purchase one of the Stuart Haas Racing charters. It's anticipated that Trackhouse Racing will purchase one, and 2311 are expected to purchase one. However, those have not been officially announced. We also know in the world of NASCAR news that Martin Truex Jr. will not be back next year. This is his final full-time season. However, he will have a place at Joe Gibbs Racing at some capacity. We know Michael McDowell will be leaving Front Row Motorsports this season and joining Spire Motorsports. So perhaps he's going to be driving the number 7 car. We know that Grayson will move to Front Row Motorsports next season, joining Todd Gilliland. And then there's one more seat that has yet to be filled at Front Row Motorsports. Then Josh Berry will replace Harrison Burton in the number 21 at the Wood Brothers Racing for 2025. And then we found out recently that Cole Custer will return to the Cup car and drive for the Haas factory team that Gene Haas, co-owner of Stuart Haas Racing with Tony Stewart, is keeping one Cup charter to remain in that series. So there's been a variety of news that has already came out so far this season, but we all know there's going to be a lot more to come in the near future.
You know, other than Junior announcing his retirement, I feel like we went through, I don't know, 2 or 3 years when it was just megastar after megastar stepping away. Can you remember one individual season where so much has happened? And I think it's unique that the names aren't so big, other than Martin Truex Jr., who I think, you know, is a obvious, or I think obvious first ballot Hall of Famer. But Martin Truex Jr. retiring, but then like one of the bigger, more successful teams disbanding as well at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And it's created so much movement. There's, you know, a couple cars we're not 100% sure about. Do you remember a season where so much has gone on during the season?
Yeah.
I mean, Sean, we haven't started the playoffs yet. And look at all the, you know, the dominoes.
I can't get real specific because a lot of times the years run together. But, yeah, I remember past years when there's been
this much?
Yeah. Yeah, this much news that's already happened. Especially back at that time when we had so many veteran drivers that were due to be leaving the sport. Back in the day of Tony Stewart, Carl Edwards.
Carl Edwards was a shock.
Yeah, so back during that timeline, it seems like we had times that there was a lot of news that had already happened, maybe even more than what we've had now.
So I just feel like Truex Jr. leaving and a team going away. You've got the standard sponsors league coming and going. To me, it seems like, you know, listening to that breakdown you just did, you went, oh my God, yeah, that too. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that. There's been so much. When you compile it all together, you go, wow, what a year.
Yeah, when you look at all those top stories, the number one story that surprised me the most was Stuart Haas Racing.
Yeah.
I did not.
Championship caliber Stuart Haas Racing.
I did not expect that, especially the entire organization, because the one team they're going to keep is going to be solely for the purpose of Gene Haas and his company. So anyway, it has been a interesting first 7 months of the year.
To have the kind of money to where you keep a team just to dabble. Well, I'm gonna keep a team,
but I'm gonna focus all my efforts on F1.
Yeah, I got some F1. No, I still have a team. It's no big deal.
All right, it is time for us to take a break. If you've missed any part of today's show, or you miss any episode, you can find us in podcast form. Just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Today's show will be up by tomorrow. And when you go on, just like or subscribe. It's free. And then that way, every time we post a new show, you'll get a notification. And if you could be so kind to give us a 5-star review, because this show is outstanding. And if you leave us a 1-star, no, don't do that. Just do like what my mama used to say.
If you don't have anything nice, just don't say anything at all.
If you don't have anything nice, just don't say anything at all. So don't leave those 1-star reviews. Just go listen to another show. We'd rather you do that. But we want to thank you all for joining us right now and always supporting us. All right, when we come back, we will get into more NASCAR as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. Think I might love
myself. Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. As always, presented by Optimize U. Here each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. We're having a two-week break because of the Olympics. However, that does not deter this gold medal broadcast team. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr, we're going to show up and we're going to tell you about all the NASCAR that's not happening. So this week and, of course, next week. And then, come August 11th, we're back on the track and getting you up to speed on everything you need to know. Four races to go before the playoffs. Who will race their way in or solidify who's already in? You know what? Just hang out. We'll tell you. No worries. Before we dive back into NASCAR, I want to make another announcement. I shared this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. We got College Football Radio presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and on our sister station, 103.7 KISS FM. That's going to start back on Saturday, August 31st. It's SEC football at its best. That doesn't have anything to do with Oklahoma State. It's only the best in college football, SEC, Casey. And you can catch it right here on Rock 105 at 9 a.m. on Saturday mornings and on 103.7 KISS FM at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. So
is the SEC gonna, are they going to play football this year?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about it. 16 teams are all ready and gearing up. One of them happens to be Oklahoma and Texas, some Oklahoma State rivals.
Yeah, so obviously Oklahoma being our big rival. Texas, we always got along with pretty good because we cheer for them when they play OU too. But ought to be interesting. The landscape of, you talk about a lot of changes, talking about the NASCAR season. The landscape of college football has gone absolutely bananas when it comes to conferences.
Yeah.
University of Southern California is now in the Big Ten. Let's see. Cal at Berkeley is now in the Atlantic Coast Conference, even though it's on the Pacific Coast. The Big 12 is, who'd we add? So we got BYU last year. We added the Arizona schools, so it's just all over the map. Nothing makes sense anymore, and this is probably all going to like just a two mega conferences and play your way in, but expanded playoffs, so everyone's taking the cue from NASCAR. Let more people in. It's more interesting. But yes, this year I think will be one of the most entertaining years in college football before the NIL gets too out of hand, and pretty soon they're going to have to pass some rules on how much you can pay players and all that. But right now it's the Wild Wild West. It ought to be a heck of a show this year.
And we're going to break it all down on College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. It gets started on August 31st. All right, Casey, we got a few minutes left. I want to talk a little bit more about news in the world of NASCAR. Are you familiar with Straight Talk Wireless?
Straight Talk. I see the commercials. I can't say that I have them.
I have heard and seen the commercials as well. However, I didn't know much about them and still don't know a lot. But NASCAR has just announced a few days ago that they have signed an official multi-year partnership with Straight Talk Wireless. And they're the official wireless partner of NASCAR. They're going to be set up around the country at the various racetracks at the nearest locations of Walmart. I did a little research, and it looks to me like when I go to the Straight Talk website that this is sort of a private label, exclusive wireless company that's exclusive to Walmart. So you can only become a part of this network through Walmart.
Yeah, I think they kind of, you know, they partner with the other major wireless carriers and kind of like buy bandwidth from them, if that's the right way to say it. But they buy minutes or space from them, but then they market directly to consumers that want just to talk and text and want to have a normal looking bill every month.
So NASCAR, I think the last time they had an official wireless partner, that was back in the days of Sprint. So now they are officially with Straight Talk Wireless. We're going to have to dig into that a little bit and learn a little bit more about them.
Get a little trade going? Huh? Maybe?
You know, you never know. Maybe we could do something with Walmart. You never know. Yeah. There is nothing that's impossible. Things are always possible. Let's talk about the possible future with the NFL. It appears that the NFL is having conversations and looking to go to an 18-game schedule, which we have sort of known about for a while, but it is seeming like it's more going to be a reality that they are going to hold the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend, which historically has been the weekend of the Daytona 500. So we may see the NASCAR schedule really get shaken up next year. We're already going to see that because of the new TV partners, but we could definitely see a shakeup where the Daytona 500 is moved.
So the 18th game has been long in the works and will eventually probably become part of NFL football, just because it's more money for everybody. So usually those are pretty easy decisions to make. What I do not understand, and especially because, I mean, the Super Bowl is still the number one watched TV event in our country. Why do we play it on Sunday, Sean? Why? Why, especially when there's 2 weeks leading up to it, why can't it be played on Saturday where everyone can have fun, have their Super Bowl party, and then Sunday recover and watch the Daytona 500? That is what I would like to see happen. I don't know why we can't pull this off. You know what? A lot of politics going on. I'll vote for the person that pulls that one off. Because it makes no sense.
Well, it makes no sense from our perspective, but I'm sure there's a good reason why the NFL holds it on Sunday. Even though we don't know. I'm sure that they've evaluated what you're describing many times. Now, we do not need to be the same weekend as the Super Bowl. Because if we are, we're going to lose every time.
No one's going to show up.
There's going to be a lot of people that are not even going to be able to be sober enough to watch the Daytona 500 after recovering from the day before the Super Bowl. So I still am 100% in favor of the Daytona 500 being on a completely different weekend.
Well, I just think it's funny that, you know, like the Monday after the Super Bowl is already one of the least productive days in America. Like no one's at work, or if they are, they ain't working too hard.
Yeah.
Push it back a day, man. Let everyone have fun on a Saturday.
Oh, I like the idea, but I bet you there is a good reason. We just don't know what it is. But no, I'm with you. And maybe we even take Friday off and have sort of a pregame.
There you go.
Just make it a and maybe even turn it into a national holiday.
These are the kind of ideas that need to go places, Sean. This is what our politicians should be talking about.
Maybe the Republicans can get that done next year.
You know what? I don't think anybody can get anything done. I've had it with all of them.
Of course, Biden didn't care about the Super Bowl. He didn't even speak on the Super Bowl this year.
Smartest dude in the world. You know, I was like, you know what? I've had it. See you guys. I'm too over this.
The tradition of the president always speaking during the Super Bowl broadcast, and Biden didn't do that.
Well, we have. Oh, he didn't last year?
No, this year he didn't. Of course, we all found out recently why he didn't.
Probably.
Because he wouldn't have remembered it.
Probably. Well, there's a lot of people that don't remember the Super Bowl for different reasons, but yes, I get you.
Well, hey, it's been fun.
Yeah.
I told you we had a lot to talk about.
Well, we got, and you know what? Even more for next time.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's still about an hour and a half's worth of material that we didn't even get to.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll cover that next week.
We got a lot more to discuss.
The same number of NASCAR races will have run by the time we get here next week.
All right. Well, we hope all of you out there has had as much fun as we have had, especially Casey today. We'll be back here next Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105. To continue to break down the world of NASCAR. And again, if you missed any part of today's episode, be sure and check us out tomorrow on podcast form. We're on all the major podcast platforms. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download, or you can find us at our website. Find past shows at our website, racingtalkradio.com. And again, we are presented to you by OptimizeU. Check out their website at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. And I made up my mind. I am wasting no more time, but here I go again. This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by OptimizeU on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.